Let's keep this practical and producer-focused. Even without a defined lesson title or written material, the goal here is the same as it always is inside D&B College: make the idea usable in a real drum and bass workflow inside Ableton, and train your ears while you build. When you're working on any D&B concept, the first thing to do is simplify the setup so you can actually hear the point of the lesson. Open your project, or start a fresh one if that helps, and strip things back to the core elements. Usually that means your drums, your bass, and one musical idea. Don't try to judge five problems at once. Get one thing working properly, then build out from there. That's how strong tracks come together. A lot of producers slow themselves down by chasing complexity too early. The better move is to make a small loop feel convincing. If an 8 or 16 bar section already has movement, weight, and energy, you've got something real. From there, arrangement becomes much easier. So focus on control, clarity, and intention. That's the game. Inside Ableton, this means paying attention to what each channel is actually doing. Solo things. Mute things. A/B different versions. Use EQA to carve space when sounds are competing. Use volume before plugins when balance is the real issue. If the low end feels messy, don't immediately reach for more processing. First ask, are the bass and kick actually taking turns properly? Are there unnecessary subs in other sounds? Is the groove helping the mix, or fighting it? Here's an important ear training habit. When you make an adjustment, ask yourself what changed emotionally, not just technically. Did the drums hit harder? Did the bass feel more focused? Did the groove become easier to follow? That matters, because in drum and bass, technical choices only count if they improve momentum and impact. What to listen for here is whether the kick and snare feel anchored in front, while the bass supports them instead of swallowing them. If the low end is impressive in solo but the drums disappear in context, that's not power, that's imbalance. Another thing to watch in Ableton is how quickly small timing and envelope changes can transform a part. Shorten a note, tighten a fade, adjust a clip start, change a decay by a tiny amount. D&B is so fast and detailed that tiny edits can create a much sharper result than big dramatic plug-in chains. This is why good producers seem efficient. They're not doing random extra work. They're making small decisions that stack up. And this works especially well in D&B because the genre depends on precision under pressure. Fast drums, active bass lines, and dense rhythmic information all compete for attention. The cleaner your choices, the harder the track lands. That's why controlled sound design and clean arrangement beat clutter every time. As you build, keep checking the relationship between rhythm and tone. Don't just ask whether a sound is good. Ask whether it speaks at the right moment. A great bass patch can still be wrong if it steps on the snare. A nice atmospheric layer can still weaken the drop if it fills too much mid-range. Every element has a job. What to listen for now is the space right before and right after your snare. In strong drum and bass, that pocket often tells you whether the groove breathes properly. If the whole loop feels flat, crowded, or tiring, check that area first. You may need less sustain, fewer layers, or better call and response between sounds. Try working impasses. First pass, get the groove right. Second pass, clean the frequency clashes. Third pass, improve movement with automation, note changes, or variation. Fourth pass, compare against a reference. Keep it simple. One mission per pass. That approach keeps your ears fresh and stops you from solving the wrong problem. If you're using Ableton stock tools, that's absolutely enough. EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, utility, auto filter, drum boss, and careful clip editing can take you a very long way. Don't underestimate basic tools used well. A lot of premium sounding production is really just clean decisions, good taste, and consistency. That's encouraging, because it means you do not need magic plugins to level up. You need sharper listening and more deliberate choices. Also, remember this. If something sounds nearly right, you're close. Don't throw it away too quickly. Nudge it, reshape it, test a simpler version. Producers improve fast when they learn the difference between a bad idea and an unfinished one. Keep going. As the lesson comes together, keep bringing everything back to the main question. Does this make the track hit better? In drum and bass, energy is not just loudness. It's contrast, timing, weight, and movement. When those line up, the tune feels alive. So the recap is simple. Start with a reduced loop. Focus on the core D&B relationship between drums, bass, and groove. Use Ableton tools to solve specific problems, not to decorate the session. Make small edits and judge them in context. Listen for whether the drums stay forward, whether the low end feels controlled, and whether the groove has breathing room around the snare and bass movement. That's where a lot of the magic lies. Now go try it. Build or reopen a loop. Limit yourself to the essentials, and improve it using only clear, intentional moves. A few smart changes can completely upgrade the result. Trust your ears, stay sharp, and put the reps in. That's how your sound gets dangerous.